It doesn't matter how betrayed the Arbiter feels if he doesn't have the capability to do anything about it. You'll thank me one day. Baron Gosky didn't feel guilty about any of it. They were only Sangeli, and slaughtering humans for being humans meant that all morality and consideration of Sangeli as individuals were suspended. This was about the survival of her species. It wasn't a legal debate. "Bibi," she said, "I need to ask a favor of you. A little extra assistance for Osman."
"Certainly, Admiral. I think I know what's coming."
"Could you leave a little of your inimitable self in this ship to counter Enya's senses? You're awfully good at planting false information."
"I'm a prince amongst framers, ma'am. I could incriminate the Archangel Gabriel for armed robbery if you needed me to."
"I know. If Stanley shoots down anything, I'd like the sensors to record that the fire came from a Sangeli vessel. Perhaps even Kig-Yar. They're already in Telcam's bad books, aren't they?"
"Already taken care of, Admiral. Enya's a very good mechanic, but she lacks a certain imagination."
"Bless you, Bibi."
Now it was time to be the matriarch, wise and comforting.
"Look, you're going to be all right with this damaged fragment. Don't fret about it."
"I won't. I just feel a little too squeamish at the moment to take a look at it."
"I can understand that.
But you'll cope with it."
"Baron Gosky out."
She checked her watch, then got up to get a bag of crystallized ginger from her grip. Osman wouldn't need it when every ship in the fleet had the new drives, but for the time being, Baron Gosky would make sure that she knew somebody cared that slipspace jumps made her nauseous. Morale was built on those things. So was trust and friendship. She tucked a bottle of cologne in the bag as well, then pressed the comms key.
"Engineering," she said. "This is Admiral Baron Gosky. Ask Adj and Leaks Repaired to report to the shuttle, please, and don't mention it to Dr. Halsey."
There was one more job to do before she could join them. She needed to talk to Mike Spencer, the man who would know only too well what the Kig-Yar might do with the former Covenant battlecruiser. 30 kilometers north of Akroli, Sangelius.
"Right, baby," said Mal, stabbing a finger in the direction of the Phantom, sitting on its dampers on the other side of the field. "I want the chin gun kept trained on that bloody thing, and I'm going to sit on the door gun until Dev's done the repairs. Got it?"
"Let me talk to them," Philip said. "I can smooth this over."
He tried to stand up, but Vaz pushed him back down in the seat as kindly as he could. The elite dropship had landed about 100 meters away, but nobody had climbed out of it yet. Vaz watched it, waiting for the trouble to start.
"Ivan, if you get taken again, they could sell you onto any bunch of thugs or nutters."
Vaz didn't seem to be able to get it across to him that he'd been lucky to survive this far.
"You've got a value now. You know things. Do I have to spell it out? Oni's gone in and killed agents to protect information before."
Phillips didn't bat an eyelid.
"I know the Sangeli better than you do."
"No, you don't."
Vaz pulled his helmet off and jutted out his jaw to remind Phillips of his scar.
"That's who they are. You saw New Clanelli, all the glassing. That's who they are. You can play with that damn Arum and quote their poetry all you like, but they exterminate humans. It's what they do."
Phillips went to get up again. This time it was Naomi who smacked him down in his seat.
"You need to concentrate on what you came here for," she said. "Get your data uploaded. What about BB's fragment?"
"Oh, better leave that," BB said, unconvincingly casual. "If there's a problem reintegrating it, I could end up compromised. I need to be back on board Stanley to run diagnostics.
Is that my other persona? A voice asked. Am I going to be all right now?
Sorry, I'd told them to shut up.
Phillips looked down at his jacket as if he'd spilled food on it.
The radio cam was damaged and I tried to fix it, but I think it triggered the security purge. This BB doesn't remember anything except the non-classified stuff. I've tried to explain who he is so that he's not too traumatized when he... Well, whatever you do when you reintegrate BB.
Vaz squatted in the doorway, peering out under the port wing. It was weird to hear two different BBs talking. The one in Phillips's radio sounded like a stranger. Vaz almost didn't want to listen because it felt intrusive. Like hearing his grandmother going senile.
BB could delete it, though, couldn't he?
He could just take out the data segments and ditch the rest.
If only organic brains could do that.
Mal shoved into the space next to him, switched the door gun to manual, and swung it into position.
Okay, Dev, you're covered, he called. How you go?
Devereaux jumped down from the starboard door with a canister of metal foam and ducked under the wing. Naomi followed her. There was still no movement in the Phantom. Vaz wondered if the hinge head was flying it on his own and didn't like the odds.
How's it looking, Dev? Mal asked.
Devereaux sounded as if she was scrambling up the hull.
I can fill in the skin, but it's going to take some time to repair the conduits. I might have to just seal off the lines and risk overheating. Anything beats letting the Sangeli get their hands on her.
Or us.
Mal switched over to Stanley's channel, triggering the feed in Vaz's HUD.
Mom, are you getting this? Dev's trying to fix the coolant.
I can see it, Staff,
Osman said.
BB's monitoring the comms. Forze's trying to contact Telcam.
What's he asking?
Whether he should let you go or stop you leaving.
We could just fire an anvil up his turbine now, Mom. That might attract more of them, though, and we can't make a fast getaway.
Just let me talk to them, Phillips murmured.
Osman carried on like she hadn't heard him.
We can probably give you some assistance if you need it. The cavalry's arrived, all 6 kilometers of it. Well, 5 and a bit. We've got some pruning to do to make sure the Arbiter Telcam game is a draw. So I'm anxious to get you off Sangelios pronto.
Oh, that cavalry. Is her paint dry yet?
Maybe not. No carpets.